Get to a better state, State Farm.
The DirecTV by Intersource pregame show.
DirecTV by Intersource. 815-1800 and online at intersource.co.
State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Ace Construction of Tennessee, our good friends Kenny and Josh at Ace Construction, Music World and Drummers Den along with Stones River Mall. This first quarter brought to you by State Farm agent Monty King just off Sam Ridley Parkway, 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King, 220-2210. And we've got a look at the starting lineups coming up here in just a couple of moments. First, let me remind you that tonight the Blackman girls are ranked number 2 in the state. They're 3-0 in district play and 15-1 overall. The Riverdale girls ranked number 3 in the state. They are 13-3, and they're also 3-0 in district play. For the Riverdale girls, starting lineups from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies and Loveless Fine Photography, number 33, Tennessee signee Alexa Middleton, a 5'7 senior guard, Middleton. Number 32, Faulkner signee Brandy Alley, a 5'8 senior post, Alley. Double zero, Clemson signee Shelby Davenport, 6-foot senior center, Davenport. Number 21, Shanika Hurd, 5'7 senior guard, Hurd. And number 55, Deja Jones, a 5'11 senior center, Jones. Jones, Hurd, Davenport, Alley, and Middleton, the lineup for the Riverdale girls. Head coach Corey Barrett. For the Blackman girls, under the direction of Chad Hipton, number 32, Crystal Dangerfield, a 5'5 sophomore guard, Dangerfield. Number 11, Micah Norris, 5'10 senior guard, Norris. Number 34, Alex Johnson, 6-foot junior forward, Johnson. Number 24, Jazz Bond, a 5'10 junior guard, Bond. And number 22, Mimi Jackson, a 5'10 junior guard, Jackson. Blackman going with Dangerfield, Norris, Johnson, Bond, and Jackson. And we are about ready to get this one underway here. John, going to be a fast-paced, up-tempo basketball game here tonight, which if you've seen a version in the past couple of years of Blackman-Riverdale, I think you're going to see an identical version tonight.
Carbon copies of themselves, Brian, and I think that's what you're going to see. Turnovers are going to be a big key tonight, and points on turnovers.
Bond jumping with Jones, controlled by the Lady Blaze. They're moving left to right, clad in the white with some orange and navy trim. Riverdale in the road, Cardinal uniforms with gold and white trim. Here on the near wing, right wing is Norris, takes it to the top of the key to Dangerfield from downtown. Crystal Dangerfield, the first bang three from the deep left wing.
Blackman started out with a zone. Riverdale started out with a zone. And Dangerfield popped one. It was deep too, Brian, really deep.
Alexa Middleton uses a screen by Alley, takes it to the right side. Now cutting through Hurd. Down low is Davenport. Baseline cutter is a little short. Rebound, Blackman. Jackson down the floor. Long pass up to Johnson. Hurls it up there. No call. No foul, really. Rebound, Riverdale. Here comes Middleton, threads the needle in the defense, reverse lay-in, no good, won't fall. And another Blackman rebound. Dangerfield pushing it up the floor, finds Jackson, pull up Jay, bottom. Right side, about 10 feet, Mimi Jackson. 5-0 Blackman. Riverdale running down the loose ball. Hurd has to get it across the timeline and does to Davenport. She's at the deep right wing. Alley, foul line from the right elbow, got it. Brandy Alley scores the first points of the game for the Lady Warriors, 5-2, Blackman.
That's a big basket.
Left side, Jackson feeds inside to Johnson and stolen away by Alley. The pass was too high. Middleton pushes it up the floor to Davenport in the deep left corner. Back out front now, Riverdale resets. They find Hurd over on the right wing. Back to Alexa Middleton out front, uses an Alley pick. Takes it to the deep left corner, now brings it back to the right. Tries to thread the defense and lost the basketball. Norris with the ball for the Lady Blaze to Jackson. Glides in there, layup good. Mimi Jackson, 7-2, Blackman.
Riverdale playing with two posts, So they're not really got a lot of guard play out there. You got three that can handle it pretty well.
Middleton double teamed, then ball loose. Jackson's going to get called for the first foul of the game, hustling after the basketball to the displeasure of the Blackman fans you may hear behind us. It will be Jones to trigger it in here on the near sideline, and does to Middleton, who calls the play. It's number five, if you know what that is. Uses the pick from Allie again, takes it right side. Handoff pass to her, glides in. Left-handed layup, no good. And it goes out of bounds, last touched by Brandy Alley. Blackman basketball. Full court pressure here. Bond and Dangerfield, now Norris. Norris down the sideline, across the timeline, all the way down to lay it in. No. Missed the shot, rebound tipped out of bounds. And it's going to be Blackman basketball. No, Riverdale basketball, as we go the other way.
I think Alex Johnson tipped that thing out.
Both teams in a full-up man, full-court defense. Hurd in the backcourt. Got to get rid of it. And timeout called by Coach Corey Barrett. It's a 30-second timeout for us here. And a word from our friends Bob Bug and Stan Vaught.
Well, the Bob Parks auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug is professionally trained to utilize the auction process to sell property. Recognized as a leader in the industry, you can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vaught with Bob Parks Auction. 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Bratcher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, Martin's Home and Garden, and State Farm agent David Wilson. Located at 2744 South Church Street near Indian Hills. Get to a better state with State Farm agent David Wilson, 893-9898.
Sideline inbound here for Hurd to Middleton. Middleton being worked over here by Jackson. Middleton in trouble, gets it up to Davenport for three. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out and run down by Jackson. Ball on the floor. Now Norris picks it up on the run. Norris stops, may have walked, up to Bond. Jumper no good from the right elbow. Rebound, Johnson has it. Johnson feeds underneath and through the hands of Norris to Alexa Middleton. Now off her foot, picked up by Hurd. We're seeing some hustle out here. Now Middleton resets to Shelby Davenport, right wing. Davenport pops, it's in there. First bank three, downtown.
Well, they're going to pay a lot of attention to Middleton. Davenport can take care of that by shooting like she just did.
Blackman having some trouble with the ball. Now to Crystal Dangerfield, who's equally as dangerous, but misses this three. 7-5, Blackman with the lead.
Well, that was a rush shot by Dangerfield. She had some open territory. Could have taken a couple of dribbles to make that shot easier. Just kind of rushed it. Chad Hipton told her to settle down a little bit, the coach of the Blackman Blaze.
Hannah Pendergrass checks in for the Lady Warriors. In the backcourt to Alexa Middleton. Middleton crossing the timeline. Behind the back dribble to get out of trouble and then goes to the rack. She's fouled on the way. Boy, that's why she's playing for the Lady Vols next year.
Well, that was tremendous penetration. And they had one, two, three, four girls on her as she was driving to the basket and got through all of them.
KK Williams and Angel Allen, both juniors, checking in for the Lady Blaze of Blackman. Inbounds right underneath the goal to Middleton. Middleton drives baseline, double teamed, in some trouble. Ball in the air, picks up the loose ball and off the glass. Never gave up on it, and Riverdale has tied the game. Norris and Allen playing catch in the backcourt. Allen going to bring it across. I think. No, broken up. Tipped by Middleton, controlled by Jones. Now back to Pendergrass for three. It's too long. Rebound. Jones had it. It's on the floor. Now Norris comes out of there with it. Norris with the numbers. It's three on one. Pass over right side. Up and in for KK Williams. Jones has it broken up. The pass stolen. KK Williams layup is good. And a 4-point turnaround for the Lady Blaze. And we have a 30-second timeout here, which we will take back to the station and be right back. 11-7, Blackman leads. Stay with us.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Length of the floor to go for the Lady Warriors. No look pass to Middleton to get it across the timeline. She's squeaking down the – squeaking or streaking? Well, a little of both.
I'm not sure if she was trying to pass that ball or not, or somebody tipped it. It looked like she was trying to make a bounce pass, and nobody was home.
I think she was trying to bounce past to Pendergrass, who cut to the basket already, and she didn't see that. Turnover for the Lady Warriors. Dangerfield still in the backcourt. Gets it down. Foul line jumper. She's open for it. Just a little short. Rebound. Hurd had it. Pulls it down. Here comes Shanika Hurd. Throws it away. K.K. Williams there. She's at the foul line left side. Now takes it further to the left and tipped out of bounds by Alexa Middleton. Well, she's a sneaky one, isn't she?
Well, both teams playing a little tight right now. Maybe rushing their shots just a little bit. But the turnovers, 4-2, and it's in Blackman's favor. They get the ball back here.
They are sure playing good defense, though, both sides. 11-7, Blackman leads with 2:30 left in the first quarter of play. Pass to the left corner. That's Norris there. Tries to drive, cut off. Back to Dangerfield from the left elbow, down low to Bond. She misses the layup. Ball on the floor. Allie picks it up, throws it up there to Alexa Middleton. Middleton fakes left, goes right. Now in the corner, Pendergrass for three. Bottom. She ripped it from the deep right corner. Pendergrass, the first bank three. 1-point lead for Blackman. Jackson here in front of us passes it over far side. Now Dangerfield cutting through Williams. And Williams going to be fouled amongst a lot of Riverdale players. And that foul is going to be on Middleton. There's going to be no way to hear the PA. That's the first foul I've written down. It's the third foul of the game.
Well, that foul was a little bang-bang because that could have gone the other way too, Brian.
Williams looks to inbound. Still looking. Does get it into Dangerfield. And Dangerfield brings it out front. Coach Chad Hibden calling the play. Dangerfield asks for a pick. Doesn't get it. Johnson to Jazz Bond, left side. Flips it out to Dangerfield. Now Dangerfield pulls up. The jumper is no good from about 12. Rebound. Middleton has it. Middleton to the right side. Stutter steps. Pulls up now baseline. Got to get rid of it. Finds Alley at the foul line. Back to Davenport for three. No good. A little long. Rebound Alley. She's there. Missed the shot. Rebound Pendergrass. It's blocked. And here come the Lady Blaze. Dangerfield pass up to Williams. Bounce pass inside to Johnson. And she's going to be fouled from behind. And that may be unfortunate for Johnson, fouled by Alley. May not be a bad foul there on Brandy.
Alley gave her a little, Brandy gave her a little push right before she went for a move to the basket.
1 point, Blackman lead with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Davenport going to the bench for a breather here. Blackman to inbound here on the near baseline. They get it in. Now Dangerfield out front. Looks over to Coach Hibden, who yells out the instructions. Deep in the right corner. Johnson for three. Oh, my. They're going to make it a two. She was on the line, and I couldn't see. Alex Johnson gives her team a three-point lead, 13-10.
Well, that's an added bonus when you get Alex shooting outside like that.
Alexa Middleton lost the ball. Tried to lean in after that one. Dangerfield throws it away herself, trying to pass it over to Williams. Sometimes when you play at this pace, John, turnovers occur.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're Riverdale, you want to get Blackman in a half-court game. You don't want to get in a running game with them. Although Riverdale's very quick as well, both teams really seem to be pretty tight here in this first quarter.
Shanika Hurd to inbound right in front of the Riverdale bench on the far sideline. in the backcourt. Pendergrass gets it across. Tipped out by Norris. She pulls it in to Alley, top of the key. Alley, a couple of dribbles. Gets in there, got to get rid of it, and does to Hurd. Now baseline, Pendergrass, her shot ball. Rebound, Jazz Bond. Bond down the far sideline. She may not stop. She does because she walks. Took an extra step, and I thought she was a little bit out of control there, John, and you could tell the longer that went and she didn't get rid of the ball, the more danger she was in.
I'm not even sure she was expecting the ball at the time that it came to her.
Hurd to Alley. They get it across the timeline. Now to Davenport, who's back in with 10 seconds. Davenport with 9 with 8. Turns and spins. Going toward the goal. Layup is good from the left side.
Well, Michael Norris gambled, and Davenport got through there and got an open lane.
Norris, with no time, doesn't get the shot off. She would have had a look at a three, but no shot. 13-12, Blackman leads after the end of one quarter of play. Back after this on State Farm Prep Basketball.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley. If you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change. Which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up. Like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. We have some delicious salads, and also one of our most popular menu items is grilled chicken on a stick. Two or three skewers, your choice, grilled fresh chicken, marinated overnight, and it's even served with broccoli if you like. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. Please visit us at any of our three locations, 860 Northwest Broad Street, 2992 South Church, or 301 Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
From custom design to production and installation, ASC Signs offers fast and professional service for all types of signs, graphics, and banners. Regardless of the size or scope of your project, their design experts will ensure your complete satisfaction, creating a custom solution unique to your specifications. ASC Signs on Memorial behind Blue Coast Burrito.
Riverdale basketball, Pendergrass for three, a little long. That would have given Riverdale their first lead of the game. They trail by one. Dangerfield down low, blocked. Nene Jackson was going up and had it stuffed. Blackman runs down the loose ball and they reset. Jackson back over left side to Dangerfield, who brings it here to the right wing. Cutting through baseline is Johnson. Back out to Bond now. They reset. Norris, her three, top of the key, no good. Rebound, Alley had it. Now she does pull it down. She's in a little bit of trouble, got to get rid of it, and does take a couple of dribbles out of the trouble. Throws it back to Davenport, and now across the timeline, and they're going to call 10 seconds. Just didn't have enough time, half a second too long. It took them to get it across the timeline, but Alley did the right thing because she was not going to make it down the other end of the floor.
Well, nobody came to her, no, you know, for the ball, and that's where the time went.
Dangerfield with the basketball, and the Lady Blaze with a one-point lead.
Blackman shot 42% in the first quarter, Riverdale 35%.
Stats from Loveless Fine Photography, winner's trophies, as well as our friends at Fans Heating and Air. Jackson, long pass across court, and it's in and out to Dangerfield after the pass. Davenport with the rebound, behind the back dribble. Turns, spins, does it again, does it one more time. Puts it back out to Alexa Middleton, top of the key, she steps in. Now back out between the legs. Surveying now the defense. Uses an alley pick to go right side. Middleton, baseline, cut off there. Oh, what a great pass to Deja Jones. And just misses the shot. Got it, put it back, no good, got it again. Now, third time's a charm.
How did that first one not go in? It went in and came right back out, went all the way in.
Long pass up. Maddie Cantrell's back in the game, by the way, or in the game for the first time. Shot by Jackson, no good. Riverdale leads by one. They have the ball.
Boy, Brandy Alley pulling down some boards right now.
Long three. It's no good by Davenport. Alley with another rebound. And she's going to be tied up and fouled. Well, she is playing her heart out right now.
Well, she, the last 2.5 minutes, she's dominated the boards. And I'm going to be the first to admit, Brandy's not the greatest sleeper in the world, but blocking out is her, I guess, her forte.
14-13 Riverdale. They have the ball. Shanika Hurd to inbound on the near baseline. Does so to Alexa Middleton. Now Middleton pulls up for three. It's in there. First bang three. Alexa Middleton cans a big one. 17-13, largest lead for Riverdale of the game. 4-point lead. Could be in jeopardy. Three-pointer up, no good by Williams. Rebound Riverdale. Both teams going to have some runs, and this is Riverdale's run. Middleton glides in the traffic. She's going to have it partially blocked and tipped out of bounds. Don't forget to follow us at WGNS Sports on Twitter for the latest scores, news, and notes.
Corey Barrett trying to rest Davenport and Middleton as much as he can. So is Chad Hibden resting those starters because the pace is so fast.
Middleton's three just off the lip of the rim. Rebound tipped up. Davenport had it. She's still dribbling around with it. She's going to call a timeout, I think, yes. The timeout called by the Riverdale Lady Warriors and a 30-second break for us here, John. Why don't we mention once again our friends Bob Bug and Stan Vaught?
I'd love to. I really would. You know, when you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with a professional auction team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. Get more buyers at your sale by using the power of Bob Parks Auction with Stan Vaught and Bobby Bug. That number is 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it so. And want to remember our State Farm agent presenting our game tonight, Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jenny Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Smyrna leads Laverne girls 12-2 after one quarter of play. Smyrna 12, Laverne 2 in district play on rival night. State Farm prep basketball on WGNS. Riverdale Blackman here at the Furnace.
So who does Stewart Creek play when this?
They're off
night?
Tonight.
Okay.
Because Coach
they got to wait for a revival.
Yeah, Coach Jackson's right across the way.
Yeah, they got to wait for a rival.
Hand off to Middleton. Middleton out to Cantrell for three. It's way long. Rebound pulled out of there by Jackson. May have carried the ball there. Mimi pulls up from the right elbow. No good. Rebound. A war for it. Tipped by Alley. Controlled by Middleton. And then Middleton's fouled by Norris, I think.
Boy, Blackman sure has hit a cold spell. They've not hit a basket here in this entire second quarter. And meanwhile, Riverdale, it's a 6-0 run, quite honestly, and they've got the ball.
6-0 run here for the Lady Warriors. With the ball is Shanika Hurd. Going to walk it down, gets it across the timeline, takes it to the right side. Looks at a double team and now bounces her way out of it to Cantrell. Cantrell back to Middleton, who brings it way out here on the near side. Bounces it back to Shanika Hurd. Hurd to Cantrell, right wing, deep. Right wing. Alley pops out, burns it underneath to Middleton to make that Davenport turn, spins, and what an amazing off-balance lay-in with the left hand.
I just can't explain that to you, folks.
Well, that's why
ice cream cone.
Three from the corner. That's a way to get him back in it. K.K. Williams with the first bank three.
Well, that was a huge basket by Williams.
Three-point Riverdale lead with 3:57 to go in the second quarter. Davenport drives, tries the underhand scoop shot. Missed it. Ball on the floor. Middleton lost it out of bounds. Boy, this has been a fast-paced game.
This has been a contact sport, I'll tell you that. A lot of hitting going down the line. I mean, in a good way.
Long pass thrown in. Now Davenport has it tipped away. Jackson going to have a lay-in. Just not very good passing right there.
Well,
and Jackson made him pay.
I think Davenport thought there wasn't anybody close to her. Mimi picked up the speed there.
19-18, one-point Riverdale lead. That's how quickly Blackman has closed the gap. Hurd in traffic, drives. They say she walked. So Blackman ball trailing by one. Cantrell goes out. Coming back in is Pendergrass. Alley's going to go out for the Lady Warriors. Blackman does make a substitution. Norris goes out. Bond is back in.
Boy, the officials hearing it from both sides. Chad Hibden, while he was on his side, now Corey Barrett's on him. one thinking there's fouling going on and the other one thinking they should be calling fouls.
Yeah, and it's different for both. They're probably both complaining about really the same thing.
Exactly.
Jackson for three. It's too long. Rebound. Middleton has it. Riverdale by one. Alexa in and out of traffic. Stops now. Bounce pass down low. Going to the rack as Jones has it ripped out of there after the missed shot by Bond. Jazz Bond. Right side. Dangerfield two from the elbow. No good. Rebound. It's Shelby Davenport. Davenport back to Hurd. They call the play from the Riverdale sideline. Hurd going to hand off. Now Jones pops out. Back to Davenport. She fakes, turns, spins, gets in there. Another underhanded lay-in. It's no good. Just barely missed. I think that's the play that Corey Barrett, that's one that he's frustrated about. Jackson for three. No good. A little long. Touched the guy wire, but the officials didn't see it, so Riverdale rebound, and they have the ball. 1-point lead for the Lady Warriors. 2:12 to go in the first half. Hurd brings it here near side. Hurd going to hand it off. Cutting through Middleton, and it might have been a good foul there by K.K. Williams, because had that not happened, Middleton was going to lay it in the hole.
Well, I think both coaches are a little frustrated. They're not running their offense. They're taking shots, and not bad shots, but I think they think they're maybe rushing them just a little bit.
2:05 to go in the first half. Hurd looking to inbound. Still looking. Long pass into Pendergrass, who has to one-hand it in there. Back to Hurd, deep left wing. Hurd now takes it. A few dribbles to between the circles. Looking left. Now it's going to head that way. Pull up from the left elbow, a little short. Rebound off of Bond and out of bounds. They had the rebound, but she dropped the ball. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Riverdale basketball.
That's a tough break for Bond. She was right there.
Yeah, she had it. Hurd to trigger it in. Hurd does into the corner to Davenport. Takes a couple of dribbles. Now it's off someone's shin, but Riverdale runs down the loose ball. Looks like they'd call a kick there, but I think it was not off the foot. Middleton right side going one-on-one. Pull-up jumper. Oh, my goodness. That's beautiful. Long two is good.
Well, you can't defend that. Crystal Dangerfield was right on there, right there. But it's a fadeaway jumper from 18.
Right side, Angel Allen has it. Couple of dribbles into the corner to Johnson. The long two
is good.
She's done that twice tonight.
Big basket, Alex Johnson.
Alex Johnson with two huge baskets, both from the same spot out there, about 16 and a half. 21-20, Riverdale driving in the lane. Jones, the recipient of a Hurd pass. That was pretty, too. Deja Jones with 4 points. Riverdale back up by three. Allen in trouble to Davenport. Make that danger field. Burns it underneath too hard. Threw a rocket in there to Johnson. Couldn't hold on to it. And that is the sixth turnover for the Lady Blaze. Blackman led by one at the quarter break. Riverdale up by three with 40 seconds to go in the first half of play. Pendergrass over right side, finds Hurd. Hurd got to get it across the timeline and does. Now penetrates, gets in there, good shot. Missed it though. Allie had it for a moment, but Johnson pulls it away. Johnson to Dangerfield. Weaves in and out of the traffic there to the left side. Norris, pull-up jumper from four, no good. Rebound, Riverdale has it. Here comes Middleton. Two on one, she's the one and gets by. Fakes left, goes right and scores. 9 points for Middleton, 5-point Riverdale lead. Dangerfield looking down low. Johnson to Bond, now back to Dangerfield for three at the horn, off the back of the rim. And there is your horn, the first half in the books. 25-20. 25-20. Riverdale girls leading the Blackman Lady Blaze, and we are at halftime. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will have a look at all of your stats, winners' trophies, Loveless Fine Photography, and Fans Heating and Air. We'll bring those to you when we return here to Blackman High School. 25-20, Riverdale leads Blackman. First half in the books here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Krischer Law Firm, planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
I'm Ralph Krischer of Krischer Law Firm in Murfreesboro, and I want to help you and your family keep more of your hard-earned money. There's probably someone in your life that you've thought about leaving your assets to. Many people think a will takes care of their family, but did you know there are serious issues with a will? There are better alternatives. Learn more at KrischerLawFirm.com. That's K-R-I-S-H-E-R LawFirm.com.
Planning for the future, protecting families, preserving wealth.
Loveless Fine Photography is now the official photographer for Blackman, Eagleville, MTCS, Riverdale, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek.
If people haven't scheduled their senior portrait yet, they need to go ahead and call and get that done, because to be in the yearbook, they have to come through us, and we love to make beautiful portraits. They'll love the experience, and they'll love their portraits.
Alan Loveless says call 890-1558 now to schedule your senior session.
Some of the nicest people in the world will answer your questions, schedule your session.
Loveless Photography, 890-1558.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Sometimes money's hard to get and even harder to keep. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and I'd like to offer you a discount double check. My team and I can go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Give me a call today at 893-9898.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman. Let me help you by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 896-2013.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
This is Danny Page, and I'm here to tell you about Annette Bratcher. She's a very knowledgeable real estate agent with Reliant Realty. She is the perfect agent to work with both the first-time home buyers as well as a seasoned investor. Call Annette today at 456-1658 or visit her website, AnnetteBratcher.com. You've taken your first step in securing your financial future while listening to Dave Ramsey, so now let Annette help you with your biggest investment, your home. Visit her website, AnnetteBratcher.com.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we welcome you back here at halftime with the Riverdale girls leading Blackman girls by a score of 25-20. John Ding is back with you, and we have some TOA highlights for you here at halftime. Injured during the game, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. And we want to salute our District 7 AAA football winners and also District 9A. Denzel Harding of Siegel was the overall MVP. Offensive Player of the Year, Juwan Jennings from Blackman. Defensive Player of the Year, Kevin Prather from Oakland. Lineman of the Year, Jack Jones from Oakland. And Specialty Player of the Year, Harrison Reed from Siegel. And the Coach of the Year, Thomas McDaniel of Oakland. District 9A awards, overall MVP went to Chris Hale of Eagleville. Offensive MVP, Justin Wynn of Middle Tennessee Christian School. Lineman MVP was James Merritt of Eagleville. Coach of the Year, congratulations, is Steve Carson of the Eagleville Eagles. And the coaching staff of the year went to Eagleville, Tom Fiveash, Kent Pippinger, Alex Roberts, Billy Spann, and Floyd Walker. All right, and that's our TOA highlight here at halftime with Riverdale leading, as we said, 25-20 over Blackman. And looking at the stats, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. Blackman tonight, scoring individually wise, Dangerfield with 3 points. Alex Johnson has 4. Kiki Williams with 7. It was Mimi Jackson with 6. For Riverdale, Alexa Middleton has 9 points to lead the Lady Warriors. Davenport is right behind her with 7 points. Brandy Alley with 2. Hannah Pendergrass with 3. And Deja Jones has 4 for the Lady Warriors. And looking at the group team stats, Riverdale with 14 rebounds, Blackman with 11. Riverdale shot 11 of 29 for 38%, and they have three first bank threes. Blackman 8 of 25. They have 8 of 25, two first bank threes, 32% shooting. Neither team has gone to the free throw line tonight. That's kind of hard to believe, but neither team has gone to the free throw line tonight. And Riverdale and Blackman, Riverdale with 8 turnovers, and Blackman has 6 on the night. They led 13-12, that's Blackman, by 1 at the end of the first quarter, and Riverdale came back and took a 25-20 lead at the end of the half. Part of the situation there, in the second quarter, Blackman only 3 of 12 from the field, which hurt them, and Riverdale kind of got a hot streak going there, and they outscored them at one time, had a 6-0 run to take over the lead at 25-20. I want to remind you, we'll have a complete we'll actually talk about Jones Car Wash a little bit more. I do want to say, though, that if you would like to go by and get a nice car wash, you can visit our friends at Jones Car Wash. Brian will talk about that a little bit more in the boys' contest. But go by. They're on Memorial Boulevard, and they'll towel dry. They'll do it all in the inside, the interior. They do a great job. That's Jones Car Wash on Memorial Boulevard. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in the boys' games. Tonight's game brought to you by State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS. Jay Mullen Jewelry, one of our sponsors. Conference by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tax Service, Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, State Farm agent Andy Womack. He's located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850. We'll be back with the second half of action for you coming up. It's Riverdale 25, the Lady Blaze of Blackman 20.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Andy DeGraw explains the DirecTV by Intersource difference.
We're going to be there to talk to you one-on-one. We're a local provider that understands what the people of our community want and need better than anybody else. And we also are going to cut out some of the long wait that you might have when you call national call centers.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
Since 2008, your neighbors have trusted locally owned Ace Construction of Tennessee for their roofing, siding, gutters, insurance claim assistance, and more.
There are several things that customers need to look for when trying to select a reputable company.
Josh Whitlock with Ace Construction.
A warranty should always be given on all repairs and installations. And also, a quick response when there is a warranty claim.
Ace Construction of Tennessee, 809-2621, online at aceconstructiontn.com.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue, and Mike, tell me what makes your restaurant different from the others.
Pricing and quality of the food. Both of those combined make it a great product. Just one chance to eat it, I think you'll come back consistently all the time. You just say Rick's, and it means barbecue. That's the vision that I have.
Simple math, Rick's equals barbecue, and I think you'll discover that at one of their two Rutherford County locations, on Warrior Drive behind the Rite Aid and on Memorial down from VA.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
This is Lori Zane Smith at Reeve Zane. Make a trip to Reeve Zane to experience a true destination for special products and great service. You know our pharmacy care and our amazing milkshakes. Did you also know our gift shop has a unique variety of gifts? We offer products not found around the area for baby, friends, and even yourself. Our stock changes daily. A special gift from Reeve Saint is always memorable. Call 615-278-3158 Visit Reeves Saint on Memorial Boulevard or online at reevesaint.com.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home is family. That's why we know how to serve your family. Hello, friends. This is Lenny Farmer, and I want you to know that for well over a century, we have been serving families just like yours because we understand how deeply emotions are touched by the death of a loved one. Donnie and Eddie Ayers and all the Ayers family desire to care for you and your loved one with dignity and compassion. We understand you have a choice in Rutherford County, and we are grateful that you continue to allow us to serve you. We are your funeral family in Rutherford County at 893-2422.
Shot up by Norris for Blackman to start this second half. It's no good. Rebound Riverdale, and a foul after the rebound against the Lady Blaze. Riverdale basketball, and they inbound here on the near sideline right in front of our scorers table. Riverdale up by five to start the second half of play. They're moving left to right as we see it. Clad in the Cardinal uniforms, trimmed in old gold.
Blackman in a, looks like, well, no, I guess they are in a man-to-man. I thought they were in a zone there for a second.
Middleton
well,
to Alley.
They are, Brian, part of the time.
Kind of a sagging zone.
Well, they've got, they're kind of changing it to man off and on.
They get inside to Deja Jones, misses the jumper inside the paint. Really good look, but couldn't get it to fall. Norris. Back to Dangerfield. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Eagleville leads Forest 18-14 at the half. Dangerfield pulls up. The eight-footer is no good from the right side. Rebound, Riverdale. Blackman was pretty hot in the first quarter, cooled off in the second quarter, and have opened up cool here in the first minute and a half or so. Missed a couple of shots.
Part of that reason, Riverdale doing a better job on the defensive glass.
Shanika Hurd back to Davenport, back to Jones. Jones. Foul line, dumps it down low. Brandy Alley partially blocked, may have been fouled. Underneath, Davenport goes up. She is going to be fouled, and I think that's on Micah Norris. And it is on Norris. That is her second foul.
Well, two fouls in this. We only had two fouls the entire first half.
And this is the first Fans Heating and Air free throw of the game, by the way. Fans Heating and Air has built their business on trustworthy service and customer care. 893-7930. Davenport hits a pair at the free throw line to put Riverdale up by seven. And I think that's the largest margin of the game for either team. We've had a 7-point swing either way. Jackson to the left wing finds Davenport. Davenport to Bond, cutting through is Norris, and Norris is going to be fouled. This one may be against Middleton. But it's not. It's on Jones. John got a tip tonight. Got some extra pay.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to a youngster back here. He can take that dime.
Might be able to buy something at the concession stand. Out front, Jackson. Jackson takes a couple of dribbles and comes here to the near wing. Back out front to Bond. Right side to Norris. They're running one thing in particular. Dangerfield has it. She's being double-teamed a lot of times when she gets the ball. Ball loose. Picked up by Dangerfield. Floater up there. No good. Tries to save it in bounds. It's on the floor. And we've got a jump ball. It's going to be Riverdale ball on the alternate possession.
Brian, I don't know who's going to win this game. But I'm telling you, if you want to see some scrambling and hustling and just really diving for basketballs, this is the game you want to see. Deanna Jones shook up a little bit.
Deja goes to the bench there.
I think she might have jammed a thumb or lost her breath.
I think she fell on the basketball too, maybe.
No, that's a bad, that'll cost you breath a little bit.
Middleton foul line, wide open. Shot rolls around the rim, back of the rim, front of the rim, falls through. Alexa Middleton for second half points. She's got 11 and the only player in double figures. 9-point Riverdale lead. It's the largest lead for anybody in the game.
Right now,
K.K. Williams baseline.
Right now, Blackman needs a spark, and they need a basket. They need somebody to get hot. The lead is 9 for the Warriors.
Dangerfield with the basketball now to Johnson, top of the key. She's hit a couple of big ones tonight. To Jackson. And Chad Hibden calls a timeout. He's furious. They're not running the right play. 1 minute break for us. We'll be right back. 9-point Riverdale lead.
Middle Tennessee Christian School.
training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations, scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, online at mtcscougars.org.
Rusco Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Rusco Son and Grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Rusco in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Rusco Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCO.
Your friend since 1940, Rusco Brown is who you trust.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
For Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction.
9-point lead for Riverdale. Blackman's basketball, 5 minutes to go, third quarter of play. Dangerfield out front with the basketball in the corner to Norris for three. Swish. That might spark him.
Well, whatever Chad Hibben said, it worked.
Micah Norris, first basket of the game. Brandy Alley walks it across and hands it off to Alexa Middleton, being guarded by Dangerfield. Quick on quick. Middleton fakes, now pulls up, squares up, misses the shot just barely off the front of the rim. Rebound, Norris pulls up, and she's gimping. Throws it over to Dangerfield. I don't know if she may have twinked an ankle. Driving, Williams got off balance, but K.K. Williams somehow made a miraculous shot there on the right side. And I think she did travel, but it wasn't called. 4-point lead, 29-25. Riverdale with the basketball. In the corner, Davenport, three ball, no good. Rebound comes out deep, and Williams has it. KK to the far sideline. Double team there. In some trouble. Throws it back out to Dangerfield to Norris. Norris at the foul line. Flips it in the corner. Underneath, they get it to Johnson. Shot no good. Bounces high. Won't fall. Rebound. They call a jump ball. Williams and Davenport got tangled up. It's going to be Blackman basketball on the alternate possession arrow, and Norris is going to have to go sit. Maybe she's having some trouble with that ankle brace. It's a right foot, and she's on the bench taking her shoe off.
It's almost like it's rubbing her ankle and causing her some discomfort. But she seemed to be moving okay on the leg.
Inbounds to Williams.
Well, the intense pressure that both of these teams are putting on, it's unbelievable.
I don't see how they go that long, that hard. 29-25, three from Dangerfield. Can't leave her open out there because she's going to can it. It's her second one of the night. Had one in the first quarter and one here in the second quarter to bring Blackman to within one.
Yeah, Blackman on a run now. Riverdale's got cooled off here in the third.
Pendergrass, right wing, around the front. Middleton, now back to Davenport. Fakes, drives. Fakes right, goes in there, has it blocked by Johnson. Rebound, Blackman has it. Down the floor, Dangerfield flips it off. Jackson in the corner off the side of the backboard. Rebound, Middleton has it. Middleton streaking down the floor. Middleton going to lay it in the hole, and she is fouled. Middleton with the basket and the plus one at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line.
A lot of great players on this floor tonight, Brian. That's one of the best ones right there. And what a great move and a big, huge basket for the Warriors.
Shot is just a little short on the plus one from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, 893-7930.
Here's another great player with the ball in her hands.
And that's Crystal Dangerfield, the sophomore phenom. 31-28, Riverdale leads, 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Top of the key. Now Jackson drives in, six-footer swish. Mimi Jackson with eight.
Good penetration that time by Jackson.
Blackman back within one. Middleton to the right side to Hurd. Alley has it, top of the key. Back to her. She's open. The lefty lets it fly. It's no good. Rebound. Johnson has it. And a chance for Blackman to take their first lead here in the second half, and the first lead in a long time. Ball almost stolen away by Hurd. To get it down low, Johnson up off the glass. It's good. And Blackman back out front. 32-31. Minute 45 to go in the third quarter of play. Hurd to the far side. Hurd going to be fouled by Angel Allen. 43-6, Smyrna leading Laverne at the half. We'll pass along the finals. We'll tweet out any information, and we'll also send text alerts of all the finals. Follow us at WGNS Sports on Twitter. Shanika Hurd to inbound on the far baseline. Does so to Middleton. Middleton on the floor, shovels it over to Davenport, glides in there, has it partially blocked. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Micah Norris. 14? No. That's Murray who checks in for Riverdale. Murray into the game. Davenport in the paint, tries to knife her way in there and turns and spins and took an extra step. She walks. Kalia Murray is a sophomore for the Warriors who checks in for Riverdale, who trails by one here. 9 turnovers for the Lady Warriors. Long pass is going to be tipped out of bounds. And John, with either of these teams, making a long pass is dangerous.
Oh, it's just almost impossible, to tell you the truth. And both coaches still trying to put in as much players to kind of give them a breather. And I don't know that Middleton, I think she's the only one that hadn't come out, isn't she?
I believe you're right. Norris to Jackson, who just came in off the bench, lets the long three go. No good. Rebound, Bond fires it up. No good. Out of bounds. Last touch by Davenport. 1:02 to go in the third, 32-31. Blackman.
Blackman really battling on the board, getting some extra looks.
Dangerfield. Crossover dribble, gets in there from the right block, scores. 8 points. 3-point Blackman lead. Johnson coming back for Blackman and Alley coming back for Riverdale at the next dead ball. Hurd tries to penetrate, cut off there by Norris. One pass and now over to Middleton, who asks for a screen. Now pops the three, no good. Just crawls over the rim, wouldn't fall through. Down the floor, K.K. Williams stops, back out to Dangerfield. Dangerfield in the paint, throws it away. Trying to go down low for a lay-in. Threw it too hard, threw it out of bounds for the seventh Blackman turnover.
Ron, I need to apologize to you tonight. Because I see stuff I don't think I've ever seen out of players.
It's a new and an odd game.
Yeah, and the crossover was pretty fabulous by Dangerfield.
3-point lead. Riverdale got to get the ball down the floor. 15 seconds. They trail. Norris tries to save it. Goes flying out of bounds and almost into the upstairs or into the stairs, downstairs, if that makes sense.
Talking about the bleachers?
The bleachers, yeah. Downstairs, almost into the stair area.
Well, Chad Hibden tried to make that play, and I don't know. Chad's getting a little old for that.
12 seconds, Riverdale basketball, Middleton has it. Probably not going to give it up with 9 with 8. She does to Hurd for 3 from the left side, no good. Rebound, deep. Pendergrass fires it up there. There's going to be a foul with 0.2 on the clock, and she was shooting. The foul, I don't know who they said it was on. It's the third foul. It may be on Jackson. It's just impossible to hear, and we apologize for that. So shooting 2 at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line is Hannah Pendergrass. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966. She hit the first free throw. She will have another. She tried to pull Riverdale within one, and she does. Hit them both. 0.2. Norris can't get a shot off. So 34-33, Bowman on top after 3 quarters of play. The fourth quarter coming up after this.
Bud's Tire Pros is part of the nation's premier network of independent, locally owned and operated tire dealers. You'll get reliable service and better prices in addition to great brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich Tires through their exclusive promotions and rebates you won't find anywhere else. All tires and automotive service, including brakes and alignments, are backed by the nationwide warranty, including free roadside assistance with every purchase. For local service you can trust, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment, the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Bratcher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden. Brian?
Fourth quarter coming at you right now. Don't forget, follow us at WGNS Sports on Twitter. Love to have you there. Get all the scores. We'll pass along every score we can find. Riverdale basketball, 1 point Blackman lead. Pendergrass back out to Cantrell, who's in the game. Right side. She's got to give it up. Maddie hands it off to Middleton. Glides in the lane. Too far underneath there. Hit the bottom of the rim. Rebound, Blackman. Dangerfield stops. Into the corner. Jackson for three. It's no good. Crawls over the rim. Rebound, Johnson. What a big board. Puts it up there and is fouled. And she did not have good position. Brandy Alley had good position on that rebound. And Johnson did enough to keep the body away to pull that rebound out of there. If there wasn't a foul. And obviously there wasn't. They didn't call it. Johnson at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. The first toss is up and good. Alex Johnson, the junior, with 7 points. Blackman up by two. Fans Heating and Air, 893-7930. Second toss, a couple of dribbles, a spin of the basketball. Shot it, got it. Alex Johnson with eight. 3 point Blackman lead, 7:27 to go in the game. Middleton in the backcourt, now bringing it down the floor, stops at the foul line, kicks it back out to between the circles now. Coach Corey Barrett calling the motion play. Bounce pass to Alley, top of the key. They go in the corner. They find Middleton. Fakes, now pulls up to shoot. Oh, my goodness. That was amazing. She faked and then shot it anyway.
I didn't even interrupt you. It was so good.
16 points for Alexa Middleton, all tied at 36 apiece. Jackson between the circles. Back out near side to Norris. Norris glides in the lane. One hand, right hand. Up there, no good. Rebound back out there. Norris comes away with it. To Dangerfield, foul line jumper, swish. Crystal Dangerfield with 10.
Blackman with really got a huge advantage now on the boards. Out rebound to Riverdale, 24-17.
Pendergrass right wing to Middleton, glides in the lane, kicks it back out. Cantrell for three off the front of the rim. Rebound, Jackson. Jackson down the floor, stutter steps, gives it up to Norris, running the lane. No good, but she's hacked. She's fouled. She's going to the line.
I tell you, there's E. Williams is an interesting player. She comes off the bench, she plays hard, but gets some really scrappy points. I mean, she's always around the basket, and there she had the rebound there to put it back in if they hadn't had the foul.
First toss at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line by Norris is good. She'll have another one. Bond coming back in, Hurd coming in, Angel Allen coming in for Norris to give her a breather. Blackman's largest lead after the first half, or the first quarter, if you will, has been three. Right now, they could extend that, and they do. 40-36 as Norris hit the second free throw from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Blackman by four. 6:18. Stolen away, and Dangerfield misses the lay-in. Riverdale dodged a bullet there. Blackman didn't take advantage of it, however you'd like to look at it. Hurd backing everyone up. Hurd takes it to the left side. Hurd going to glide all the way in there off the glass. Shanika Hurd. First basket of the game and a biggie. 40-38, Lady Blaze. Angel Allen to Dangerfield. 5:50 to go in the game. Left side, Williams drives baseline. Off the glass, she did it too. KK Williams with 11. 42-38, trading baskets. Middleton right side to Hurd. To Alley now, top of the key. Alley burns it down low, trying to get it to Davenport, threw it away. Davenport couldn't get to it, and that is the 11th turnover for the Lady Warriors. 5 minutes, 22 seconds to go in the game. Blackman with the ball and the lead, 42-38. Dangerfield to Allen, right wing. Deep out there, cutting through Williams, top of the key. Now right side to Bond, to Dangerfield now. Flips it out in the corner to Williams. Now getting it back is Dangerfield, and Coach Hibden calls another play. Pull up just inside the three-point arc. No good by Dangerfield. Maybe rush that shot a little bit. Shanika Hurd to the right wing. Hurd looking around, now backs it back out. Coach Corey Barrett calling the play. Bounce pass to Cantrell. Now back to Alley, top of the key, in the corner, Middleton. Alley, lob pass underneath. They get it to Davenport, turns, spins, off the block, it's good. Double zero came to work tonight. She's got 11. 42-40. Blackman leads with 4:15 to go. Angel Allen to Williams. To Jackson now, left wing. They feed top of the key to Bond. And now a timeout, Blackman. They want to talk about things. 4:02 to go in the game. 42-40. Blackman leads. Back after this.
For love, for prosperity, for why not?
Bell Jewelers, across from two.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
This is Lester Martin. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty Keene, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for DirecTV by Intersource. Pre-game show, DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800. After the game is the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air post-game show.
John talking as fast as the play. Blackman back inbounds. A couple of passes is all you missed here to Dangerfield. Under 4 minutes to go now. Both student sections on their feet. One chanting Lady Warriors, the other chanting Lady Blaze. Jackson with the ball on the far side in front of the Riverdale bench as Blackman moves right to left. Takes a few dribbles, brings it back out front. This is wasted about 30 seconds off the shoe top of Williams. Now Riverdale has the ball on the run. It's Middleton in the lane, kicks it back out. She throws it away. And now Norris has lost the ball. Cantrell, she threw it right to Norris. Long pass up. Jackson is there. Jackson in the hole. Play really sloppy on both sides, and Blackman took advantage. 4-point lead, Riverdale. I'm sorry, 4-point lead, Blackman. 3:05 to go in the game. Bounce pass to Davenport, gets a pick, turns, spins, can't make a shot there at the foul line, to Hurd. Hurd, fadeaway style, no good, but she's fouled. Or are they going to call it after? No, they're going to call it after the shot. And that's probably right. Foul is on Johnson. After the shot means it's out of bounds. That's only, well, I think it's the third team foul for Blackman. Inbounds, and Middleton has it. Riverdale retains possession. 4-point lead for Blackman, 2:45 to go. Lob down low. They get it in to double zero. Shelby Davenport lays it in the hole. Blackman lead cut to two. That's the Riverdale faithful across the way. Pass over to the right side. Williams backed into the corner. In some trouble to Norris. Norris bounce pass down low to Johnson. Johnson goes up, misses the shot. Rebound, misses this one. And now a foul called. Allie with her hands up. But she had a little too much body there, apparently.
Well,
the foul.
Had a little mismatch there. Middleton was covering her down low on the first attempt. And then Allie had to come across to get to her. By the time she did, she had no way to get her but foul her.
Johnson at the fans heating and air free throw line for a pair of tosses. The first one is good.
And she's an excellent free throw shooter.
They'll design the perfect system to meet your needs. 893-7930, fans heating and air. Second toss, no good. Missed it. Allie with the rebound. 3-point lead for Blackman. Riverdale ball. Middleton down the floor. Brings it out of the traffic. Set it up between the circles. 2 minutes right now on the clock. 45-42, Blackman in the corner to tie. It's Davenport, shot high off the back of the rim. Rebound, Allie has it. Back outside, Pendergrass from downtown. Bottom! She nailed it. Pendergrass, the first bank three. Tie ball game, 45-all. Minute 40 to go. A clash of the Titans here tonight at Blackman. Dangerfield in the lane, tries to pass it down low. There is a foul. This was away from the ball and should be out of bounds.
Well, that was a break for Riverdale because Blackman would have scored on that play.
Timeout on the floor. 1:33 to go. 45-all. We'll be right back.
The brand new Mills Family Pharmacy has so much more to offer than before. For example, they have a walk-in clinic now. You can also save time by using the new drive-thru window. Pharmacist Chad Mills told us he's proud to sponsor high school sports this year.
We are very proud to sponsor all local high school athletics. We believe that if we invest in local high school sports, we are investing in Rutherford County's future.
Stop by the brand new Mills Family Pharmacy today. They're in the Barfield community on South Church next door to Toots. Online at millsfamilypharmacy.com.
Right now, we have a great selection of sweet hand-fed baby birds and lots of cages to choose from, all at wonderful prices. No matter what kind of pet you have, Animal City has what you need. Animal City is located at 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro, right next to the bowling alley. Animal City is a family-owned and operated business. No matter what kind of pet you have, Animal City has what you need.
Our family also has Music World and Drummer's Den on Shelbyville Highway across from Indian Hills.
Norris, good rebound. It's going to be off of the fingertips of K.K. Williams. Riverdale basketball, minute 24 to go, minute 25 to go, 45-45. Middleton crossing the timeline. Middleton backs it back. Coach Corey Barrett calling the play, minute 15. Tied at 45 apiece. Davenport hurls it in the corner. Finds Middleton. Middleton going to get a pick set by Davenport. Doesn't free her up enough, and Riverdale spreads the floor. They're going to try to trap out front now. Middleton's going to have to get rid of it in a hurry. Pendergrass in the corner. Pendergrass bounce pass to Davenport to the foul line. Turn, spins, in the lane. Shot will not go, but there is a foul with 51 seconds to go. Two shots upcoming. The foul is going to be on Blackman's K.K. Williams. And we've got a timeout. Let's step aside. We'll be right back. 51 seconds to go. Tie ball game.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Service.
services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Hello, this is Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. I would love to be not only your voice of reason, but your choice in this upcoming election. As I have done for the last 4 years while serving on the council, I promise that I will continue to listen, speak up, and follow through. I need your support. The blessed of us must help the rest of us. Let's continue to be the city of choice for all people.
Paid for by Madeline Scales Harris, candidate for City Council. Walter J. Harris, Jr., Treasurer.
We are back on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS AM/FM, online at WGNSradio.com, and time for some fans heating and air free throws by Shelby Davenport. 893-7930, fans heating and air. This would break a 45 all tie. It's up and no good. Missed the first. She will have another. She was shooting. This to give them a one-point lead. She does hit this one. 14 points. Riverdale by one with 48 seconds. Dangerfield looking left side now. Nobody there. Takes it that way now, actually, to Johnson. Johnson over to Norris. Norris cutting through KK, or Jackson, rather. Drives in the lane. Dumps it off. Johnson foul line. Jumper hit there. Alex Johnson with 11. Blackman by one and a timeout on the floor. 28 seconds to go. 47, 46. Blackman by one. Will be right back.
This is Ben Weatherford. First Bank understands the importance of sound financial planning and investing. First Bank provides access to the full range of professional services of Invest Financial Corporation. Whether you're saving for retirement, college tuition, or other expenses, a registered representative of Invest can help you make investment choices that will help you achieve your goals. I'm Ben Weatherford, and please come by First Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has more than 20 specialties and over 65 physicians ready to assist you and your family on your health destination point. The dermatology department at MMC offers screenings, diagnosis, and treatment for skin diseases and related disorders. We strive to help you look and feel your best while educating you on your skin care needs and sun safety. For more information, contact Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, your journey to good health.
State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Oakland beat Siegel tonight 53-15. 53-15, Oakland a winner. Here, it's Blackman by one, 47-46. Length of the floor to go for the Lady Warriors. Pendergrass in the backcourt. Finds Hurd, 24 seconds. Over to Pendergrass. Blackman by one. Alley didn't pass it down low to a wide open Davenport with 15 seconds. Timeout, Corey Barrett. Probably a good idea. Boy, I cannot believe how wide open Davenport was, and Allie just couldn't see her.
Allie apologizing to her, but you know, heat of the game, that's, I wouldn't want to be up there doing it.
14 seconds. We're going to take only a 30-second break. 47-46. Blackman by one. We'll be right back.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oh, here we go. State Farm Prep, of course, on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, located at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700. I got a feeling another Middleton's going to be involved in something here in just about 15 seconds.
Yeah, I would think so. Riverdale's going to have a chance here.
The big thing is here now, do you play the clock and take the one shot, will give them no time left, or you try to tie it or try to take the lead as quick as you can?
Davenport to inbound with 14 seconds. She gets it into Allie. Allie back to Hurd with 10 seconds. Hurd with 9 with 8. Hurd uses a pick. From the foul line, jumper no good. Rebound on the floor. It goes out of bounds. Blackman basketball with 3.5. Down on the floor. Hurd in the melee. I believe is Middleton. She's going to be okay, it looks like. She just got tangled up, so Middleton not in there. Coach Corey Barrett calls a timeout. Tried to get some players in and out. He was going to foul.
Well, she's not coming out. She may not be able to walk, but she's not coming out.
No, she's going right back in there. She did come out. He called the timeout to put her back in. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll be right back.
Get to a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Trey Hilton, and I'm that State Farm agent. 895-0500.
Get to a better State Farm.
Stuck in the state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm agent Monty King. Let me help you get to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 220-2210.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Length of the floor to go for the Blackman Lady Blaze. They have a one-point lead, 3.5 seconds on the clock. Here is Jazz Bond to inbound. And now whistles. And they're going to, I don't know what this is about. Pointed to Shelby Davenport. Maybe this was just a warning. She tried to step over the line, I guess, maybe.
I think that's what it was.
Now the official's talking to two more players. They get it into Johnson. There's the foul. Shanika Hurd fouled Dangerfield. So Dangerfield's going to the foul line. She wrapped her up just to make sure she fouled her. There's no intentional foul here.
Well, they're not in the bonus. They've got to foul two more times.
One more, yeah. And 0.3 seconds went off the clock, by the way. So they'll do it again. Jazz Bond looking to get it in. Finds Johnson. Johnson over to Dangerfield. Dangerfield with 0.2 on the clock will head to the free throw line. And Crystal Dangerfield could put some icing on the cake. Regina had no idea who was going to win this ball game. It lived up to its billing for sure. And well, this is not the last time Riverdale and Blackman will meet.
Oh, no. No, no.
The first of many. But Blackman is going to, looks like, especially if Dangerfield can hit two free throws, the worst they can do is go into overtime. But they did put more time on the clock. There's 0.7 on the clock and not 0.2. They put 0.5 of a second back on the clock. But it doesn't give Riverdale a lot of time after the rebound. Shot it. Missed it. Rebound. Davenport doesn't get the shot off. And the Blackman girls have beaten the Riverdale Lady Warriors. Your final, 47-46. 47-46 is your final. The Blackman girls remain undefeated in the district and hand Riverdale their first district loss of the year. Again, your final, 47-46. And this Blackman crowd is extremely happy. We're going to send it here now to back to the studio. Jump into the Ideas Tees Between Games show. So hope you'll stay with us. Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you. We'll come back with that Ideas Tees Between Games show. Got lots to talk about. Recap the girls' game. Set up the boys' game for you when we come back.